Here are a bunch of ladies in a room. Half of us don't even know the other half. But this is a divine appointment. And so I ask, Lord, that you open up our hearts, our minds, and our spirit to whatever it is that you want to say to each one of us. And you know, we know you, God. It's going to be different for everybody. I thank you, Lord, and I ask right now that you get me out of the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. We can turn up the lights a little bit. And what the Lord, perfect. What the Lord wanted me to speak on was Matthew 7, 7, and 8. It's called Ask, Seek, and Knock. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks will find. And him who knocks, the door will be opened. Not, I think it might be opened, or could be opened. It will be opened for you. So most of us in this room right now, we work long hours in the home, or job, or both. We work at relationships. We cart kids around, some of us do. We have a rent to pay, or mortgage. We have utilities to pay. We have a house to clean. We have meals to cook. We have a job to do, car repairs. Then there's the whole Twitter, Facebook, text, email, snail mail that you got open. And that's just the regular stuff. Let's put on top of that, all of that that you're doing, a traumatic event. What's a traumatic event? A death in the family. Maybe you have to take in an aging parent that just finally tipped and they just need help. And so you're taking in a parent into your home to care for them. What about a new job, a new marriage, a new baby? Those are all, whew, okay, big events. And you wonder why your body aches and you're stressed, and you feel really overwhelmed. And sometimes you say to yourself, asking that question, is this all there is to life? This is it. Or some of you are just, you're easy. I just need a vacation. Just give me a vacation. Just give me 1 week, and I can regroup. Well, I'm here to tell you, there is more. Because God said so. He sent Jesus so he could give you life and life more abundant. So the question is, where's the abundance? Y'all sitting here feeling really abundant? I just got an abundant life. My kids are great. Everything's wonderful. No, I did not scream and yell at the person who cut me off on the way here. No, I'm not tired from my 60-hour week. I've slept well, even though I'm in the middle of menopause. Right? Well, you know what? I'm going to take you on an internet search for the eternal vacation destinations that are available. I had to ask and seek many websites to find that there were really only two vacation spots that offer a stay with them for eternity. I'm going to share with you from my own personal experience, being as I have vacationed at both of them. I have compiled all the information, put the necessary hours in, and so all you have to do is sit back and listen intently. And I want you to think about the destination you're heading towards. Which vacation destination are you sitting at? Vacation destination site number one. Website is www.hotelinthevalley.com. The physical address is 666 Self-Centered Way, Death Valley, Earth. The cost? Affordable. Sliding scale. According to your income. Wow, how cool is that? On the website, they showed the room. Standard two queens or king. It had a bathroom and, you know, it had a TV in it. The amenities: pool, fitness room, continental breakfast, Wi-Fi. And their actual own business room where you could get on the computer and stuff if you don't have your own. The photos were of just that, the hotel and the amenities that were in the hotel, the pool and the fitness room and all those things. So I made reservations online for a 1 week stay. And sure enough, those daily rates were just as they said. They asked me what I felt I could afford. I told them and they said, sure, we'll book you for a week at the rate of that night, of each night. But you do have to pay the first night stay now. All right. I thought that was doable. So I drove to Death Valley. And did you know that hotel is closer than you think? It was only a couple hours away. And when I drove, it was down this huge major highway, lots of cars on it. And as I was driving, as my husband would say, it was a boring drive because there was nothing on either side of the highway. There was no trees or grass or bushes or there wasn't really a whole lot of buildings. But then all of a sudden you go around this bend and there's this huge, magnificent hotel. It was gorgeous. It was big. Parking lot was huge. Parking lot was, I'd say, 3/4 of the way full. And I thought, wow, this must be a pretty nice place. Because, you know, that's how you check out restaurants, right? The packed ones are the ones that are good. Okay. So I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. So I grab my baggage, carry it in, and I walk into the front doors, and it's like, I just felt really hot. And come to find out, this hotel doesn't have air conditioning. Are you kidding? Well, they got a pool. That's a good thing. There was a line for the check-in, and a long line, and you know, everybody was just, you could feel that, yeah, you feel it in the air, the impatience and tension of people when they're having to wait a long time. Well, that's what I could feel in the lobby. Finally, I get my turn up at the check-in, and I say to the lady, my name's Teresa Mills. She pulls me up, and she goes, yep, sure enough, you're reserved. Here's your room number. Next. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You didn't give me a key. Oh, we've been keyless for a couple thousand years now. Somebody came and took them. Oh, why does that ring a bell? Keyless. Well, how do I get into my room? She goes, just punch in the number 666. Oh, man, then I felt like really creepy. Okay, that was kind of creepy. And I'm like, okay. So I'm walking down the hall, and I go to the room, and I punch in 666. Sure enough, the door opens up. Great-looking room. I'm tired, so I had to get in my pajamas, grab hold of the remote control, crawl into the bed, and I'm getting ready to put the remote on, MTV on, and I'm like, it smells like something's burning. It smells like smoke in here. The sheets smelled like smoke. And I'm like, this is really weird. Okay, maybe it's not the sheets. Maybe something's burning. So I call up the front desk, and I said, you know, it smells like there's something burning. I smell smoke in my room. She says, that's the normal smell of this hotel. Okay. So nothing's burning. No, nothing's burning. So I lay in the bed, and I'm trying to flip through channels. And do you know the only channels that were available at this hotel in the valley were channels of violence, sexual promiscuity, things that make you feel shameful and dirty and kind of just uncomfortable. And so I finally found myself putting the remote down so I'll just get a good night's sleep. Come morning time, the sleep wasn't so good. Every once in a while, I felt like I was getting bit by something in the bed. I don't know. I've never seen bed bugs. I don't know. Can you see bed bugs? Or you just feel them? Does anybody know? I don't know. Anyway. But every 30, 40 minutes, I felt like something was biting me. And I was like, what? Woke up, so I didn't get a very good night's sleep. And I had these little bites all over my legs. Do you know what bed bugs make you feel like? Makes you feel like you're tormented. That's what I felt like I was tormented throughout the night. Little sleepy, little grumpy, as my husband would say before I had my coffee. I go and I get dressed and I go down for the continental breakfast. And you know what? It was just cold stuff. It was cereal, muffins and pastries and donuts and bagels. It was unattended. Nobody was there to like refill anything. And there was nothing that was fresh or wholesome. It was just cold processed food. So I ate a little bit of that, and then I thought, you know, let me go check out the amenities. And so I go outside, and I check out the pool, and I go out there. And you know what? It looks really crystal clear. And I'm like, oh, awesome. So I go, and I walk up to it, and it looks clear on the top. But then when I went like this and looked down, I couldn't see the bottom. It was like slimy whatever. I don't know. Well, I guess when you don't clean your pool, there's slimy stuff on the bottom. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I am not going in that. What? Are you kidding me? So then I go, and I see that the bar, the poolside bar, is open. And they start to crank some loud music on them. I'm thinking, well, how self-centered is that? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. People are trying to sleep, and they've got the bar open, and they've got music going really, really loud. All right, let me check out the fitness room. I go in there. Beautiful to look at. The fitness equipment looked really nice. Try using it. Treadmill wouldn't turn on. Those Bowflex machines, they were really, like, tight, like they needed, like, WD-40 on them or something. Couldn't get them to work. Now I'm frustrated. So I'm walking in, and I see the business room. And so I pop into there. I'm just going to check my emails out. No internet access due to a chasm in the iCloud. Okay. I'm about got this much patience left and this much self-control, and I calmly walk over to the lady at the desk, and I say, this is what I've experienced in your hotel for the last 12 hours. And because of that, I would like a full refund because of false advertising. Nothing here works. Well, ma'am, obviously you didn't read the fine print. There are no refunds at this hotel. Okay. This godforsaken place has taken my joy and my peace. And it's now taking my self-control, and my patience have done left. I want to speak to management, and I want to speak to him now. Mr. Beelzebub is not available at this time. He's on a world tour promoting this hotel and what we have to offer. I was so overwhelmed when she said that I just sat down in the lobby, and I wept. And I was so angry at the same time, I was just weeping and gnashing my teeth. By the way, that review, 0 of 5 stars. How could a hotel that looks so good on the outside be so wrong on the inside? That is why Satan is called the father of lies, the great deceiver. But don't you be fooled. If you are engaging in any of these toxic emotions I now list, anger, fear, rebellion, anxiety, envy, dirty talk, gossip, unable to love somebody, unable to be loved, rejected, self-pity, addictions, lust of money, lust of the flesh, and oh, let's not forget that sly one, unforgiveness, because somehow we can rationalize that one and say, they deserve it, or I deserve to hate myself for all the stupid stuff I've done. Well, God mandates us to forgive, so let's not rationalize ourselves away out of these emotions. If you are involved with any of those emotions that I just listed, you can bet you are experiencing your living quarters at Hotel in the Valley. So, let's visit website number 2. Its vacation destination is www.divinityhotel.com. Physical address, 777 Narrowway Lane, Heaven on Earth. Same amenities, they had a pool, fitness room, buffet. Room was the same, 2 queens or a king, whichever one you wanted. Here's the part that's too good to be true. Cost is free, but conditions apply. Of course conditions apply. There is nothing free. Condition always apply. And I'm like, but you know what? I read the reviews, and there were some excellent reviews on it. And I thought, well, let me make a phone call. So I made the phone call. And this is what I got. The clerk answered, and I said, I'd like to make a reservation at your hotel. And for what I understand, it's free. Oh, yes, it's free, but there's some conditions that apply. She said, yeah, that's what I thought. So what are they? And she says, do you believe in God and his son, Jesus? And I said, what does religion have to do with a vacation destination? Religion is not the topic, ma'am. The question is, do you know God and his son, Jesus? And I said, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of him, sure. Then you're reserved. That's it. Mm-hmm, what day you want to come? Told her, got in the car, drove. Odd, very peculiar. I'm driving to this place, and guess what? Divinity Hotel is closer than you think, too. And I drove down, and it was just this narrow lane. It wasn't like this big express highway. Few cars on it. But on the sides, there was trees and green grass, and it was just a nice drive. It was, like my husband said, that's the kind of driving he likes to do. He'd go out of his way for a drive like that. So I get there, and I'm in awe. I pull up, and there's just this gorgeous hotel. Parking lot, not as big as Hotel in the Valley. Not as full as Hotel in the Valley. The parking lot seemed to glisten. It was almost like the pavement was like gold. It was just shining, glistening. And I was like, wow, this is really odd. And so I grabbed my luggage, and I took my baggage, and I walked up to the front, and here was this bellhop, I guess. But you know what? He didn't have one of those baggage pusher thingies. And I thought it was kind of odd. And he said, hi, Teresa, how are you? And I'm holding my baggage, and he just hugs me. And I'm like, awkward, okay, this is the bellhop. What's going on here? And I'm like, how did you know my name? And he goes, oh, I know more about you than you do. I've prepared a room just for you. And I said, oh. And he goes, just go right over there to the desk over there to the clerk. And I said, is that where I sign in? He goes, yeah. He goes, oh, and I said, I know. Some conditions apply. I get it. He goes, by the way, leave your baggage here because I know exactly what to do with it. Okay. So I go and go up there. And there's this guy, and his name was John. And he was kind of like a wild-looking man. You know, the hair was kind of wild. But he had this softness to his eyes, like I could trust him. And he said, hey, my name's John. And you are, and I said, Teresa. Well, nice to meet you, Teresa. And he said, I'm here to check in. Yep, got your name down here. I said, and it's free. Yes, but some conditions apply. I said, yeah, I know. Okay. So what's the catch now that I'm here? Oh, it's not much. You just must receive and believe 4 fantastic facts. And he pulls this little card thing out like this. And I said, how long is this going to take? He said, 3 minutes. I said, okay, go ahead. What? God loves you and wants to show you his wonderful plan for your life. That's a fantastic fact number 1. And he was just so excited. Like, wow. I'm like, okay, John. What's fantastic fact number 2? Everyone is born with sin in their hearts. And I kind of looked at him, and he looked at me as if, you're kind of not buying that one. And I said, well, you know, you're talking about adultery, murder. I haven't done that stuff. No, this is what sin is. When you disobey God's rules, we can't know and experience the wonderful plan God has for our lives. So here's some of disobedience. Bad words. Yeah, I get that one. Lying. Mm-hmm. Disobeying parents or boss or leadership of church. Stealing. Get it. Fighting. Bad thoughts. Unforgiveness, laziness, addictions, shame, self-pity, rejection, feeling small, feeling insignificant. What? That's sin against God? You betcha. He says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet you feel small and insignificant? Fantastic fact number 3. Only Jesus can clean our sinful hearts. and he is the only way. Now I'm just starting to feel, I don't know. There's just something I felt in the core of my being, right here in your belly. Fantastic fact number 4. We must each receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. Okay. He goes, okay, so you want to stay at this hotel for free? I said, yes. He goes, well, then read this. And you got to mean it. I'm like, okay. Receiving Jesus means turning to God and being sorry for our sins. It means trusting Jesus to come into our hearts and lives, to forgive our sins, and to make us what he wants us to be. Just to agree in our heads that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died for our sins is not enough. That is not enough. America is teaching that's enough. It's not enough. Nor is it enough to just have happy and good feelings about Jesus. We must make a decision to receive Jesus by faith. We must choose to believe and then show that we believe by obeying him and living every day for him. Well, I felt enlightened, awkward, leery, kind of all at the same time. My decision about Jesus decides whether I can stay at this hotel. Can I just pay my way? How much do you want? No. The only way to enter is believing in Jesus. That is the conditions that apply part. I looked around, and I looked into the eyes of the man at the door, the bellhop. And I felt this, I don't know, like this love, like I can't describe it. It was overwhelming. And I looked back at John, the clerk, and I said, that's Jesus, isn't it? He smiled. And he handed me my key. And I went to my room, and I walked into the room, and you know, it was just like that bellhop had said, designed just for me. The awesome colors that I like, the way I would have arranged the room, it was perfect. I got into my pajamas, crawled into the bed, grabbed the remote and said, I'm just going to veg for a while. And do you know the only stations on that TV were things that were edifying, uplifting, good report, funny, carefree. It was amazing. I fell into a deep sleep, woke up and felt very refreshed. And when I woke up, I started to get dressed because I was hungry and I could smell fresh baked bread. I was like, whoa. So I go walking out there, and I walk over to where the dining room is, and there's this huge banquet table, and it's got fresh fruit and fresh vegetables and cheese, and just wonderful, awesome food. Just plenty of it, well attended. And you know who was attending that buffet? That bellhop. He's over here talking to everybody. And I'm thinking, I think that's Jesus. And how does he do that over there and do that over here at the same time? Well, I couldn't figure that out, but anyway. After eating, I headed towards the pool, and you know what? It was an infinity pool, literally infinity. Like I could see the start of the pool, but I couldn't see the end of the pool, and I'm like, whoa, this is really weird. Maybe it turns around the corner over there or something. And so I walk up to the pool, and I look, and it's crystal clear, and I look down, and it is clear as glass. It's almost like I couldn't see the bottom. It was very, very inviting. And so I jumped in, because I'm not one to do the whole inch-in thing. You know, I just jump. And so I jump, and you know, the water was just the right temperature. I looked up while I was swimming, and it said, lifeguard on duty 24/7. Daily swimming recommended. And as I swam, and as I came up out of the water and got up out of the pool, it was as if every care, weariness, sin, fretfulness, overwhelmed feeling just went away. It's like it just washed off me. And even though I could not see that lifeguard, I looked for that lifeguard. And you know what? I could not see him, but I sensed like he was there. Wherever I was in that pool, he was there. It was really just the weirdest thing. But I felt really safe and like I was being watched. And I was like, okay. So then I go, you know what? I'm going to go over to the fitness room. There was no fitness equipment in that room. There was two stands like this, like a pulpit. And one had fitness trails all over it. And it had three different kinds, easy, moderate, and difficult. And it said, take all of them. Experience all of them. Even the difficult ones, because it's the difficult ones. You walk those difficult trails, they're going to really test and increase your endurance. I'm like, wow, okay. So being outside in the sunshine and walking and all that, that's their idea of fitness, not sitting in front of a TV and doing a stair stepper or a treadmill, okay. And then they had this other thing like this, and it was the Bible. And it said, for mental fitness. Okay. Both came with a free guide of regular routines that, if applied, would maintain your total body fitness. Walking the nature trails, reading the Bible, eating from the banquet table, swimming daily in the water of the Holy Spirit, and daily conversations with Jesus, because after all, he was the bellhop at the door. Even after a week stay, it seemed like my old ways of thinking that were not healthy, shame, regret, unforgiveness, frustration, overwhelmed, self-pity, all of that just seemed inferior. I don't know how else to describe it. Old pleasures just didn't seem important. I am thinking healthy thoughts of acceptance, forgiveness, love, joy, self-control, and peace. I believe this healthy thinking is affecting my physical body in a positive way. You know what? I don't feel so tired, hopeless, and overwhelmed anymore. So I gave it a 5 of 5 rating. Why? Because, you know, after staying at this hotel, I felt like I had a do-over. Have y'all ever seen Extreme Makeover on TV, where they do the extreme thing with the house? They take the old broken house that is no longer trustworthy to keep the contents on the inside safe and sound. But all of a sudden, people surround it. This old broken house. And they surround it with love and time and guidance, talents, giftings, and sometimes demolition to the original foundation or the walls. Amen? Okay? But the result is a transformation into something beautiful that has a purpose to protect and serve whatever occupies the inside of it. Sure, I still have to live in this world, go back to work, traffic, paying bills, caring for kids, husband, parents. I'm even going to come across some difficult paths, but I have tasted and was freely given the tools so I can apply them at home. I now understand the photo gallery that I saw on the website, because the photo gallery of Divinity Hotel was that of people, not the amenities. And I thought that was quite odd. But now I get it, for it's the people that represent the hotel. Does my lifestyle and everyday decisions display a heart of respect and obedience towards Jesus? Do I travel the world, Spartanburg, Columbus, Ingalls, or across the street, for that matter, promoting this vacation destination? See, we were left in charge of the advertising. So if I was to look at your Facebook, your text, your Twitter, your email, your day timer, or if I was a fly on the wall in your home and watched your interactions with your family, what destination would I see? Maybe you only knew of Hotel in the Valley and you never heard of Divinity Hotel. Or you've heard and you just were leery of the some conditions apply part. Remember, there are only two eternal destinations. Have you asked yourself, seeked out, and knocked on either of these websites or their domains? Which one do you have a deposit on? Remember, your deposit is refundable, but only before the day you check in. So, you're one of these two. Either you're checked into Divinity Hotel or you're not. And so, some of you might say, I'm a Christian, I have a relationship with Christ. Really? Awesome. Good. Cool beans. That means that this represents you. Go to God, talk to Him in prayer every day. Read your Bible every day, beginning with the book of John, obeying God all day and every day. Witness for Jesus by telling others He loves them and wants to come into their hearts too. Trust God and ask for His help concerning every little and big thing in your life. Holy Spirit, allow God's Holy Spirit to help you obey God, because trust me, without the Holy Spirit, you can't do anything. I can't be nice for 5 minutes without the Holy Ghost. Just here to tell you. He's shown me, okay? He's like, yep, that's what happens when you walk away from me. Okay. And the other thing you need to be doing is go to church. God tells us in the Bible that we're supposed to go to church regularly. Knowing other people who love Jesus will help you to grow in faith. If you can't go with your family, find a friend or relative to go with. This is really cool. It says, you know what? It's really important to go to church. Well, I can get what I need to get out of sitting there. And there are people who can't actually make it to church. We get that. But I can sit here and I have my own faith and I can listen to whoever on the TV. And well, how are you going to use your gifts that God's given you if you're by yourself in your living room? It says here, Bible tells us that a child of God needs to go to church, Hebrews 10:25. Have you ever watched a fire burning in a fireplace? Several logs together burn brightly. But what happens to a log if you pull it out of the flames? It gets cold, and its fire goes out. That's like what happens in God's family. When God's children spend time together, their love for Jesus burns stronger. You can spend time with other Christians by going to church. If you don't belong to a church, ask someone to help you find one that teaches about Jesus. So in closing, as Kaylee gets up to play, if you don't know Jesus in the way I just described, you can. With every eye closed, well, everybody close their eyes, bow their heads, because we're going to pray right now. Every eye closed. If you want to know Jesus in a deeper way, I just want you to slip up your hand. Every eye is closed and every head is bowed. If anybody wants to know Jesus in a deeper way, slip up your hand. Okay, I see that. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Now you guys can open your eyes. And I want you to stand. And as we stand, as we're singing, those of you who want to know Jesus in a deeper way can just slip out to the back in the foyer. Just right back there. And Joanne and Ann will guide you and confirm your reservation. Maybe you know Jesus and you haven't taken the step of obedience that says, you need to tell everybody who I am. You need to make a public display that I am yours and you are mine. And you've never been baptized. You can be baptized after this Christmas party at 8:30 tonight. We've got the baptismal full, and we've got extra clothes and towels. All different sizes of shorts, shirts. So if that's you, head out to the foyer too and tell them so that we can prepare that for you. And at this time, I thank my God for how He touched your heart. He touched each one of you in the way that you allowed Him to. And some of you that was deep, and some of you it was on shallow ground, but nonetheless, He's God, and His word is alive. So Kaylee, you can lead us into worship.
These songs that we're going to sing, when I sing them, and if you guys know them, feel free to sing them. If you don't, just really listen to the words. They're all about who God is and what He's done for us, so we're just going to worship. You were reaching through the storm, walking on the water, even when I could not see. In the middle Spoke to me a lot before I even sang it, and when one of the lines is, I've heard a lot of stories of what they think you're like, and you know, a lot of people think they know who God is, and oftentimes when we go through hard stuff, we always like turn it on God, and there's just a lot of different opinions on who God is, but we have to look at what the Word says and who God really is. And that's, he's an amazing father, and no other person could compare to him. And so when we sing this song, if you don't know it, just feel free to listen. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love. Good Father, it's who you are.
praises of your people. We've just praised you, Lord, so we know that you are here with us. I thank you, Father God. I ask you to seal those things that you've done in each lady's heart. Maybe you stirred some things up and causing them to ponder some things. And just ask, Lord, that we ask for it to be protected, that the devourer doesn't come and still kill and destroy and take that seed. If any of you need to talk to somebody about what we just discussed, anytime during the evening, you just come up to any of us, come up to me, and we will discreetly come and talk to you about it. This is the most important reservation you'll ever make in your life. Hotel in the Valley or Divinity Hotel. So if you don't have your reservations booked, I would suggest that you go out into the foyer and you see Joanne or Ann that's out there and make sure that you understand. And they will actually give you something that you can actually look at, those conditions that apply, and that you can actually take home and ponder in your heart. Amen. Thank you, Kaylee, and thank you, Amanda. Amen. Everybody good? Okay. We're going to go ahead right now, and we're going to go over, and we're going to go into the next step of the ladies' Christmas party, and that is into the family.